Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, The Third Ingredient, thirdingredient.com. Check it out, and both those are available at Amazon. Shannon Rowe is our guest. She's the founder and CEO of Eagle Bags Products. They're the tiny bags. The lady who figured out how to end some of the environmental nightmare we have with plastic bags by creating these bags for people to use when they're shopping, and she wrote a book called The Magic of Tiny Business: How You Don't Have to Go Big to Make a Great Living. Shannon, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on your success. Tinybag.com, is that right?
Ecobag.
I'm sorry, Ecobag. Bags, is that with an S, ecobags.com?
You know, either way, you'll get to my website.
All right, so check it out there, Shannon Rowe, ROWE.com. So check that out as well. The Magic of Tiny Business, that's her book. It's available wherever books are sold. So, Shannon, talk to us about the nuts and bolts of your business. You had been an employee, were an actor, but did you know anything about making a profit?
You know, I didn't, and it took quite a long time to really understand that profit is the asset that you build in your business as opposed to something that you distribute as compensation. You know, that's a very clean line for me, but it took quite a long time to understand that. I always, however, understood profit and loss. I was really good with profit and loss, income and expense, and I knew how to maintain levels in terms of margins, you know, that I always wanted to make at least a 50%
margin.
When
did you learn about margins? Because, you know, that's one of the hard elements for a lot of small businesses to understand the concept of margins. When did you learn that?
I learned margins actually early on. My dad had a store, and I worked in it from the age of 12 to 18. I would come home from college.
That little experience with your dad may have saved your business. I'm going to predict that it probably saved your business.
Yeah, you have got to build in so many costs into your margin, your expenses, and anticipated expenses, because you can always roll it back. You can always discount a little, but you can't increase.
What it takes to mount a business and put it on the street takes your breath away, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of work. But, you know, you have to really think it through. You really have to prioritize not just about your profit and loss, but how much time do you want to spend in it? How do you want your life to look? What kind of cultural impact do you want to make with this business? And ultimately, you know, how is it going to serve you as well as you serve it? And when you start answering all those questions, many of which I have exercises for and talk about in the book, you can at least start to shape it as you start out, because you don't want to get to a point where you've driven yourself into a corner, or the business is growing so fast you can't even manage all the balls that are in the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. You know, you can, and I've been in that place, so I know that you don't want to go there again. But you don't really have to know it all to start. That's the whole point of the book, too. You actually simply need to start. But you have to start tiny, focus, ask questions, learn as you go along, make adjustments as you go along, and grow according to, you know, your larger plan.
How did you grow? How did you fund your growth?
I totally, bootstrapped.
No debt?
No debt. Well, okay. Zero debt until, about 10 years in when I started flipping credit cards. But here's the thing with the credit cards. I used only 0% credit cards. I didn't use them for anything but the business. That's so important. Don't mix business and
you can't commingle. No commingling.
No commingling.
That's hard to do in the beginning, though, isn't it?
Well, it is. And if you need to commingle a little, you need to keep a really hard line on the percentage. Like, you never go above 20%, right? You just, mm-hmm. That's a hard line. Mm-hmm. You cannot use business credit cards to, I don't think, to pay your rent and to, you know, buy food and blah, blah, blah. You're just going to get yourself into a mound of debt. And at the same time, while you're, if you're using credit or you're using debt, you have to start building reserves so that if anything fails and you don't have any more credit or debt to bring into the company, at least you have a reserve to back up on to cover some of the hole that you're in.
How many bags are you selling a year now?
Oh, I don't know. Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
I mean, many, many, many. We've sold millions of bags over 28 years.
Around the world? Are you doing it around the world?
All over the world, yeah.
Have you got them in outlets or just on the Internet?
No. We sell on the Internet, but then we sell to retailers and we sell to distributors in Norway and Iceland and Japan and Korea.
How big is your business now? Will you mind saying?
You know, I don't like to reveal.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Some people do. Some people. I don't blame you. That's fine. How many employees do you have?
So, in my marketing and sales and operations office, we have 5. But if you added in all the people at all the different warehouses and manufacturing,
the contractors and all that kind of stuff, people you help make a living for.
Yeah. It's about 30 people, maybe 30.
That's the way a lot of businesses, people do business. I do that myself. I have 4 under roof, but I help make payroll for a lot of other people, as you do. Hey, ecobags.com. The book is called The Magic of Tiny Business. Hey, Shannon, you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back?
I absolutely will. Thank you so much.
We'd love to have you back. Congratulations on your success, and have a great week, and we'll get you back again real soon.
Okay, thank you.
Shannon Rowe, ladies and gentlemen. Wasn't that fun? We learned a lot, didn't we? We'll get her back. She's got more to teach us. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.